Horrible Story and Others, written by Margaret Mahey and read by Richard Mitchley.
The Horrible Story. Outside, it was quite dark, but inside, the boys had a candle lantern, which cast a pale, flickering light on the tawny sides of the tent. You couldn't see much, only the long shapes of sleeping bags and blankets, and the humpy shapes of heads and pillows. The two longest shapes were Robert and Alan, who were by the door flap, which was fastened back tonight. They had told Christopher, Robert's little brother, that they wanted to look out into the garden and watch the stars, but really, they had their own secret reasons for wanting to be together by the door and for making him sleep on his own at the back of the tent. His bedtime shape was just blankets, for he had no sleeping bag, and it was a shorter shape than Alan's or Robert's, because he was only small, not quite 7, and they were 10. Yesterday morning, there had been no tent. A large parcel had arrived at lunchtime, addressed to Mr. Robert and Mr. Christopher Johnson. Robert's eyes had shone with surprise and delight when it had been opened and its layers of paper and cardboard peeled back. It was a tent. Not just a white tent, such as you might see in any campground either, but a tawny brown tent that could belong to an Indian or an outlaw or some wild, fierce hero. There had been the fun of fitting the poles together and putting it up at the bottom of the garden, sheltered by the hedge, and the sudden excitement when they realised that they would be allowed to sleep out all night in it. "Can Alan come too, Mum?" asked Robert, because Alan was his best friend, and they always shared adventures. "Of course he may, if he's allowed," Mother replied, smiling. "Me too!" Christopher cried anxiously, for he knew that when Alan and Robert were together, he was always just a little brother, to be left behind or taken no notice of. "It's my tent too, isn't it?" Robert looked at him sourly. He said, "You could come some other time. You've got lots of chances." His mother turned round sharply. "Now don't be difficult, Bob," she said. "Of course Christopher can camp out too. If there's no room for Christopher, there's no room for Alan either." So here they were, the three of them. Alan and Robert and Christopher on his own in the back of the tent, looking a bit lonely and small in the flickering shadows. Secretly, Alan nudged Robert, as a sign that he was going to begin the Get Rid of Christopher plan, a plan they had made that afternoon, riding their bicycles home from the river. "Little kids get scared easy as easy in the dark," Alan had said, his wet red hair standing on end, his green eyes narrowed against the wind. He had glanced behind to see if Christopher was listening. The little boy had had his usual dreamy look and was practicing his whistling. "I bet when your little brother hears one of my famous horrible tales, he'll run inside to Mummy and won't want to come into the tent ever again. Then we'll have a midnight feast, eh? I'll bring a tin of fruit salad and a tin opener and some luncheon sausage. I'll buy a packet of biscuits," Robert had replied. "I've got 10 pence. As he remembered this, he slid his hand under the pillow to feel the biscuits he'd hidden there. The paper crackled, and Christopher turned his head a little bit. Quickly, Robert nudged Alan to show that he understood the plan was beginning. Alan blew out the candle in the lantern, and for a moment everything went black as the night came silent and sudden into the tent. "Hey," said Alan, "I know a story. It's pretty ghostly, though." He let his voice fade away uncertainly. "Go on," Robert said. "Tell us. I'm not scared."
"I'm not scared either,"
said Christopher's piping voice from the back of the tent. He didn't sound the least bit like a wild, fierce hero, though.
"It's good you're not scared," Alan declared, "because it's a really horrible story. And it's about a boy called Christopher, too. Now listen. This boy called Christopher lived in an old, dark house on the edge of a big forest. The forest was old too, and dark like this tent, and full of creepy noises. Sometimes people went in, but no one ever came out again.